Greetings, 91 Weekers. Pastor George with you again as we navigate the remaining chapters in the fascinating book of Job, specifically chapters 26 through 42. And I describe the writings of Job as fascinating because there's nothing quite like them in all of Scripture, and this week's reading assignment emphasizes that truth. Now, last week we talked about how Job's friends, although they began their ministry to Job well, morphed into crummy comforters as they repeatedly assassinated his character and blamed his misfortunes on a lifestyle of hidden sin. And this week continues with more of the same, including the introduction of a new friend named Elihu, who not only continued to bash Job's character and wisdom, but also attacked his other three friends as well. And then finally, beginning in chapter 38, God himself, Yahweh, finally heard enough and interrupted the nonsense to set the record straight by addressing Job directly. Now, that being said, not everything Job's friends are documented as saying were false or could be classified as nonsense. In fact, much, if not most of what they said, was indeed true. For example, in verse 10 of chapter 34, Elihu said, "Everyone knows that God does not sin. The Almighty can do no wrong." That is a true statement about God. And in verse 26 of chapter 36, Elihu said, "God is greater than we can even imagine and understand, and his years cannot be counted." That again is a true statement. And then finally, in verse 5 of chapter 37, he continued by saying, "We can't even imagine the greatness of God's power." Another very true statement regarding the nature of God. So these guys weren't complete idiots or totally void of truth. And it's one of these types of passages that I want to draw from today for our transformational principle. So let's take a quick look at what Elihu said to Job and the others in chapter 33, verses 14 through 18. And as always, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. Verse 14, "For God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. He speaks in dreams, in visions of the night, when deep sleep falls on people as they lie in their beds. He whispers in their ears and terrifies them with warnings. He makes them turn from doing wrong. He keeps them from pride. He protects them from the grave, from crossing over the river of death." Now, this is a fascinating passage of Scripture, and I believe very true. And the best way to determine whether what anyone in Scripture said is true or not is to simply test it by determining if what was said or written can be supported by the rest of Scripture. For example, in verse 14 of the passage I just read, Elihu said that God speaks. And we know that's true because he's on record in Scripture as speaking to Abraham, Adam, Moses, Samuel, Job, and Paul, just to name a few. So how does God speak? Well, in verse 15, Elihu said God speaks in dreams and visions. Is he correct? Well, of course he's correct, because again, Scripture is filled with such examples in both the Old and New Testaments. For example, in chapter 20 of Genesis that we just covered and Pastor Allen preached from last week, we see that God came to Abimelech in a dream and spoke to him. In Matthew chapter 2, God also spoke to Joseph in dreams, warning him to flee from the wrath of Herod. And again, in Acts chapter 10, God spoke to Peter in a vision. So yes, God speaks in dreams and visions. Then in verse 16, Elihu said that God whispers in ears and terrifies with warnings. Again, Scripture bears that out as being true. As I previously mentioned, God not only warned Joseph in a dream, but he also warned the Magi not to return to Herod. And in Genesis chapter 20, he also warned Abimelech not to sleep with Sarah because she belonged to Abraham. So God whispers in ears and terrifies with warnings. And then in verse 17, Elihu said that God makes people turn from doing wrong. Again with Abimelech, in verse 6 of chapter 20, God told him that he kept him from sinning by not permitting him to touch Sarah. And Abimelech didn't even have a clue that God had intervened on his behalf. So here's our principle for today. If you belong to him, then God is speaking to you, not only because Elihu said so, but because Scripture bears that out. Do you know what he's saying to you? Can you hear him speaking? And are you taking time to listen? What Elihu said in verse 14 should grab our attention in a big way. He said this, "For God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it." Are you taking time to recognize the voice of the Lord? I encourage you to do so. And I admit this is a challenge for me as well. When you go about your daily business, keep your eyes and ears open and raise your level of self-awareness to see where God may be working, directing, or speaking in your midst. Is he whispering for you to strike up a conversation with a stranger or to help somebody in need? And when you go to bed at night, ask God to make you aware of what he may want to say to you through a dream. God hasn't stopped speaking. He does so through his word, through his spirit in us, but also supernaturally through dreams and visions and any means he determines necessary. What's he saying to you? And then when you do hear, respond by doing what he says. Because if you do, I'm convinced he'll speak more and provide more divine assignments, and that leads to kingdom reward. This is Pastor George. Have a great week.